you know, all this, and I saw spending all this money for something that was completely futile. I thought I would be strong enough to get him through. And I had help with Hitler, so to say.
Yes.
Because this great shock, you know, and at the same time the liberation that he knew he would get out of Vienna and that a new life would start, lifted that thing.
Right.
And he became well almost overnight.
Mm-hmm. And certainly his last major composition of the Viennese period is appropriate to bring up the effect of this onslaught of Hitler descending upon Austria. Is this November, which he composed in 1937-38, is a reaction in large part to Hitler, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he had, as I told you, composed one piece of this and then left it again and did not compose. He went on and did his duties, you know, gave his lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, he was almost like a dead person. It was a very terrible time for
mm-hmm.
me. I was too young and unexperienced for such a thing. And I must say that I showed a great strength of spirit to, you know, because it is a terrible thing to have when you're young married, you know,
and
everything should be happy and think. And it had nothing to do with his great love for me, because that, you know, went down. But it was just a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
He had just drained himself. He was completely exhausted.
Yes.
And this had to fill up again.
Yes. Well, did the entrance of Hitler into Austria profoundly affect your lifestyle at the moment, or?
Oh, completely,
mm-hmm.
completely. For one thing, you know, when Hitler came to Austria, the things went really from bad to worse,
mm-hmm.
because I should explain certain political things that Hitler had planned this all the time. And so he had established in Bavaria a legion, like a foreign legion. And every criminal that did something in Austria went over the mountains into Bavaria and joined that legion.
This legion of
really outlaws, he entered Austria and gave them free rein because he hated Vienna.
Mm.
Hitler had spent his worst times there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have the Austrian conquered at all. He was from the borderline up there. He was never so Austrian.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really a regime of terror. And they entered the houses and took people, and you never saw them again.
Oh.
And so I took Eric, you know, we didn't dare to stay home,
mm-hmm.
you know, after a while. And then at Easter time, we went to Baden, which is a little resort near town.
Oh, yes.
You know, a Kur. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bath, which are international famous, and so a lot of foreigners come there,
yes.
from all parts. And there the thing wasn't so bad because they did not want to give that impression to foreigners.
I see.
And they're afraid of that, so they held back a little bit. And I saw that the whole atmosphere there was not so terrifying.
I see.
And so I suggested to my mother that we should rent a place there in Bath,
mm-hmm.
over the summer and stay there. And we did that and rented that very lovely villa and the upper part. And there we stayed over the whole summer.
I see.
And only in the fall, when Hitler went to Czechoslovakia and went to Munich, we had a bad experience, which is not too interesting. Musicals. Yeah, it might be. Because through all this time, his spirit had revived. Eric was still wanting to compose an opera.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a rising Austrian poet there by the name of Ortner, whose plays were played in the Burgtheater, and he was very well known.
Oh.
And we were in correspondence with him, And it so happened that he was in Baden.
I see.